Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Prophets, in the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. In the first reading from the Mass today, we hear from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, the Holy Spirit puts on the lips of Jeremiah this prayer of, first you hear the enemies of Jeremiah wanting to put him into their grasp, and they want to put him in a trap. And we see in Jeremiah, in many ways, as in his own life, was a type of our Lord, that in his life is prefigured the same kind of trap that the Pharisees were trying to put our Lord into. And yet Jeremiah says that that God will deliver him from his enemies. And those who know the story of Jeremiah know that he eventually was killed. And you say, well, how was he delivered by his enemies? How did God deliver him? How did God rescue him from the power of the wicked? Because even though he died at their hands, you might say, at their unjust treatment of him, still he was rescued because he died in God's favor. He did not become like the wicked. He did not die opposed or at enmity with God. He died a friend of God. And God, in that sense, spared him of the greatest evil that could have happened to him. Not physical evil like being persecuted or having his head chopped off, but the spiritual evil, which is worse, to become wicked like those who were pursuing him. We know that even all the martyrs throughout the ages who have died for Christ, even though they have fallen into the hands of their enemies, the enemies of God, and were still victorious because they died friends of God and giving him glory, even in their death. And so our Lord in this gospel today is once again, just like he was earlier in the Gospel of John, when he said, he proclaimed his divinity, once again they wanted to stone him. And once again our Lord eludes their grasp. That our Lord shows by these occasions when the Jews had every opportunity to stone him or to do him harm, that he did not allow himself to fall into their hands until he willed to do so. That even before he was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, before they approached him to arrest him, somehow even against their own will, they fell to the ground and gave him homage, if you read that clearly in the gospel, to show that our Lord was not being arrested against his will, that it wasn't until he finally allowed himself to fall into the hands of his enemies because he willed it, because it was finally the time for him to deliver Israel, to deliver us from our sins, then our Lord willed to do so, and he allowed his enemies, to have the upper hand. In the gospel, our Lord also once again proclaims his divinity, and as we know, the Jews again wanted to stone him, and our Lord said in a rather a little bit of a sarcasm there, for which of my good deeds do you wish to stone me? And they once again clearly state the reason why they want to stone him. They clearly understood his message, that he was claiming to be God. And he says to them, well, if you call someone who's a man of God, a priest, or even today, even in some places in England, they call a religious minister a divine. If you call them gods, then why not call him who was sent by the Father to do his will? Why not? And I claim I am God's son. What should that cause you to be so upset? And then he goes on to say that he gives his credentials for being the Son of God in that he does the works of his Father. And he says, if you don't believe my words, if you don't put any faith in me, put faith in those works, which we know those works were the healings, the great miracles that he worked. And last Sunday, one of the possible readings for the Gospels was the raising of Lazarus from the dead. That our Lord, and I always am, it's always kind of amazes me, the hardness of the Pharisees' hearts. That when they saw Lazarus rise from the dead after being dead for 3 days in the tomb, comes out of the tomb all wrapped up in his burial cloth, in his windings, that it says that when they saw this miracle, the Pharisees said that, as the scripture says, that they at that moment decided they were going to kill our Lord. It's such an amazing thing to see someone raise some from, that our Lord raised a man from the dead, and their response was, "Let us kill him." So we can see how hard-hearted sin has made the Pharisees, and that's why our Lord, in many ways, was so strong in his condemnation of them. He called them liars. He called them sons of the devil. When our Lord met people who were not intellectually honest or truly, sincerely seeking the truth, he was very stern with them. But when he met someone who was a sinner, who was truly, you know, maybe weak, but yet they were still sincere in trying to do God's will, he was very gentle, very compassionate, and merciful, as he was with the woman caught in adultery. Let us, as we approach Holy Week, and we find, you know, our Lord will enter in his triumphal entry into Jerusalem on Sunday, on Palm Sunday, we will call to mind these events, these mysteries of our Lord's life, and once again, you know, ask ourselves, are we truly pondering these mysteries as our Lord has wanting us to do? Are we trying to see the great love which God has for us in enduring all these trials that he subjected himself to putting himself even to the extent where he allowed himself to be in the company of such stubborn people, hard-hearted, and yet he did so out of great love for them, and that we too must practice this same kind of patience in suffering, in enduring the trials and slings and arrows, you might say, of Satan in our own day, and those who do not want to hear the truth, but we must continue to proclaim it and to live it, most importantly. The gospel will be believed more readily if it's lived and not just preached. Well, let us ask our Lord and ask Our Lady, who is the Queen of Prophets, who, being the Queen of Prophets, suffered most intensely along with her son, as all the prophets suffered in the Old Testament, for being a messenger of God, for being his close associates. Let us ask Our Lady to assist us and to help us on this Friday, in which we especially meditate on the Passion of our Lord, to ask her to help us to fully incorporate the mysteries of our Lord, especially his suffering and death, to let us see that even if we should fall into the hands of our enemies, to the enemies of God, that like Jeremiah, like Our Lady, he will preserve us from the greatest harm, and that we will give glory to him by our fidelity to the truth, our fidelity to Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.